Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I am your host, Braver Red, Aaron, and with me is Schneider, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Aaron, you'll never defeat me because you've never lost.
Exactly. But I'm just, so it's fun.
Yeah.
So how's it going, Jay? How you doing?
Good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing real good today. Mm-hmm. Recording this later than way usually do.
Yeah.
And this is a fault that I came across of doing sports anime this whole month. I was like, wait, most sports anime is...
Long. Yeah. And, luckily, my pick is not long.
Okay.
I was going to pick a long one, but then I was like, oh my God, I'm kind of burned out on Bamboo Blade. So maybe
yeah.
I should just pick something short.
And speaking of Bamboo Blade...
Oh yeah, what anime are we talking?
We're talking about the Kendo classic.
I was gonna call it the spinning headbutt classic.
Bamboo Blade.
Yep.
Do you have the synopsis?
Yes, I do, and this is from my anime list. Our buddies over there. So Kojiro is the Kendo instructor for Mirai High School, and he's totally broke. But then an unexpected chance is given to him. His team must win against his senpai's team, and the prize is free meals for the whole year. Now, the only problem left, where to find girls skilled enough and willing to join the Kendo team. It kind of sounds weird.
Yeah.
They need to spell check that, check the...
Grammar.
Grammar. There we go. Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
All right, so do you have the facts ready?
Yes, I do. So, this anime premiered in 2007. It's 26 episodes. Comedy, sports, and slice of life. The manga was by Masahiro Totsuka. The studio was Studio AIC. And they've done Heaven's Lost Property, the Tenchi series, My Bride is a Mermaid, and Vampire Princess Miyu, and Persona 4 the Animation.
Oh, wow.
Two things that we've done. And
stuff that we'll probably do.
Yeah, so fun fact, My Bride is a Mermaid was right before Bamboo Blade. They did
really?
Both of them in 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this, I think it was My Bride is a Mermaid premiered in
that's
the winter.
That's a shorter anime, though, right?
No, 26.
It's also 26?
It's also 26.
Oh, my God.
So they basically, their whole year was filled up by those two anime.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was spring and summer. My Bride is a Mermaid, and then right after was Bamboo Blade, which was the fall and winter.
Okay.
This is directed by Hisashi Saito, and he's done anime such as Hanagi, Heaven's Lost Property, Testament of the New Sister, and Testament of the New Sister Devil. This was licensed by Funimation.
Uh-huh.
And it was the same season as Clannad and Kimmy Kiss Pure Rogue. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Go check out that podcast that Aaron didn't finish.
real quick, which was real funny, I misput in the year.
Uh-huh.
When I looked it up, I looked at 2008 anime.
Yeah.
And that year was super stacked.
Oh, really?
That season was real stacked. And that had like Clannad After Story and uh-huh. like Toradora and like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, something crazy. It was a real crazy list. And I was like, no wonder why no one talks about Bamboo Blade, but.
Oh, but you had the wrong year.
Yeah. The music was done by Kyoko Senba. And from what I can tell, it's the only thing she's done.
Yeah. Anime wise.
Yeah. Anime, which is kind of weird. The OP was Bamboo Beat by the cast.
Yeah.
And Star Rise, which was also by the cast.
That's the ending, right?
Yeah.
Star Rise.
Star Rise.
You know, well, out of the two, I definitely like the ending way more than the opening.
Yeah, I got a real nostalgic feel for like both of them. Uh-huh. Like they felt for some reason like I feel like less now than ever. You have like characters singing like both openings and endings.
Yeah, it's usually maybe one if you're lucky.
Yeah,
but yeah, both of them is like kind of unheard of now.
Yeah, and it's just
and they're pretty good.
Yeah, and they're both songs are good. They're both good, and they both sound old too.
Mm-hmm. You know the especially the ending song. It really reminds me of the opening to School Rumble. The first opening.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Is that one sung by the cast as well? The opening School Rumble?
I don't think so. Not that I can recall as I'm singing it in my head right now. But
yeah, dun, 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 dun,
that song's really good, too. Yeah,
that's like one of the best anime songs ever. But I digress.
Exactly. What'd you think about the music?
I mean, it was good. I know you liked it a lot.
I really liked it. I really liked the it was such a throwback. Like almost everything in this anime was like a throwback to me. Like it sounded like anytime with like Braver, it sounded like like old 90s anime, mm-hmm. early 2000s.
Fun fact, do you know who the voice actor for Schneider is?
Who?
Did he sound familiar to you?
Mm-mm, I can't remember.
He was Lad Russo from Baccano.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Brian Massey.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And which is real funny, actually. Dubs aren't stacked like this anymore, I feel. Maybe that's because like Stamiel dubs come out, so they have to spread thin now. But man, there is a lot of like solid voice acting on this team.
Mm-hmm. A lot of like well-known people are on this anime.
Yeah, like
Jeremy Lee, Lucy Christian,
Jamie Machi, and
Monica played Monica the stalker Rao girl, right?
Plays the stalker girl, yeah. Chris Sabat was the other instructor,
blonde instructor, right?
Yeah,
ponytail,
guy. There was a lot of real great voice acting in here.
Yeah,
sadly, I don't think that's ever gonna happen again, which is definitely unfortunate. But yeah, I just really love like the old school sounds.
Mm-hmm. This is like old school Funimation dub.
Yeah, it was real, real good. Mm-hmm. So for multimedia, we have two sequel manga.
Okay.
Bamboo Blade B and C.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Did we watch A?
Yes, we watched A.
Okay.
And so B and C are about two completely different schools.
Oh wow.
Yeah, about kendo, which is pretty cool. And then one that I didn't look up and I forget, I didn't write it down, but there's also a fourth spinoff that's going on right now. And they're
what's going on right now?
Yeah. C is still going, and then the other one's called like something BB, which is just like Bamboo Blade.
Okay.
And that's still going on.
Okay.
And they're all being written by the same guy in Monthly Gangan. So that's still going.
Or is it still Young Gang Gang?
I think Young Gang Gang either is out of print or they got moved up.
Or they got absorbed or something.
So, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
But it's now in, I think starting with B, they're in like Monthly Gang Gang now. Okay. And then there's also one game.
The PSP, right?
Yep, the PSP action game. Sorikara. No, Chosurin.
Okay. And you said it's an action game?
It's an action game for the PSP.
Okay. Well, action like what? Like a platformer? Or did you look up any videos?
I did not look up any videos. I'm pretty sure it's like a kendo fighting. Maybe a kendo game? Fighting game.
A one-on-one fighting game? I'll look it up right now.
I know. Hold on. Yeah. So it's a kendo fighting game.
Yeah. It's like a one-on-one fighting game. There's some like strategy involved into it by the way it looks. But
yeah.
But yeah, as kendo, you probably need some strategy. It's not just swinging the sword like Mia Mia.
Right. All right. So is there anything general you want to bring up before we jump into the topics?
Maybe. I mean, I know you enjoyed this anime, right?
Did you not enjoy this anime? Is that what's coming across?
Yeah, for me, I was kind of bored with this anime. Like,
really?
Most of the time, yeah. A lot of the time, I mean, I did finish it. Quote-unquote, watched everything because I was playing Tetris and stuff a lot with it in the background. And good, thank God there's a dub, or else I wouldn't have known what was going on. But yeah, for me, it was just a little boring. But there are good parts to it, for sure.
So I was about to say, this is actually...
Your favorite sports anime
it might be the favorite sports anime we've covered. It's not as serious as Haikyuu.
Definitely.
And it's not as serious as Ballroom.
It's not as sporty as any of them either.
I think that's why I really liked it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've always mentioned the fact that, like, I love sports anime that focuses more on
characters. The
characters than the actual sport itself.
Yeah, and this definitely fulfills that.
Oh, thing. Yeah. And you get, it's more like 60% characters, 40% kendo.
Sports, yeah.
I would
and
say.
And even when we do get the sports, a lot of it's cut out. Like during their matches, like, we don't see everybody's match. We only see, like,
one or two
like important things, like, oh, it's Mia versus the American, or it's Tama versus somebody.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed a lot of it. Actually, I enjoyed it more than I remember I enjoyed it originally watching it, and it I was like, how could nobody ever talk about this anime? I had a real fun time with it. Mm-hmm. But let's see, what I have written down for it
for this general? Real
quick. Yeah, for general.
Ooh. Yeah, all I have is just, it was a bit boring to me. A little, I mean, it wasn't slow or anything, but it's just, I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea, that's all.
Yeah, I get you. One of my generally favorite things about this anime is there's a scene where the two teachers are talking about, like, classic video games.
Oh, yeah.
And the music goes, like, 8-bit during that scene. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really, really cute detail.
He was playing the PSP.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I love bits or something like that.
Yeah. He's like, oh, all those 3D games are too easy.
I like sprites.
I like sprites. Sprites are way better. Mm-hmm. And what a cool like twist that set up, mm-hmm. that, like, you think that
they're
gonna get together, but then it's actually
I know, I felt kind of bad for the teacher.
Like, he didn't feel that bad about it, though, which is
fine. He didn't really care.
He's
like, eh. But man, she was definitely a catch, though.
I can't believe they went from like dating to married to her pregnant, like, in a few months.
Yeah, it was like half a school year or something.
Maybe not if that either. Yeah. Another music note I have down here is there's, like, a single, like, trumpet
song
that I don't know if you remember it.
No,
it plays, like, often in like whenever like a gallant moment is about to happen.
Okay.
And I just really like that trumpet. Got me, like, really excited. Like, it happens every so often.
Yeah,
it's a really reused point.
Okay.
Like, they use it outside of battles. They use it, like, before battles, during battles. Real, real fun.
You know, speaking of going back to, like, that video game thing that they were, like, talking about, like, oh, I like sprites and blah, blah, blah. This was, like, back in the, like, before, like, the collecting scene, like, blew up for, like, YouTube and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's really, like, interesting to, like, think about, like, not a lot of people knew about the TurboGrafx back then. And it's really cool that they mention it. That means, like, maybe, I don't know if it was in the sub or anything, but
somebody knew.
Lucy Christian probably loves TurboGrafx or something. I don't know.
Also, speaking of weird old stuff like that, I really love they talk about the dead video format in there.
Oh, yeah. VHD or something?
VHD, yeah.
Is that what it was called?
I think so.
It's the small, compact... small VHS, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And I love that they give it that little explanation.
Yeah.
I wish a lot of more stuff was explained, like, in that real cutesy way of just like, oh, here's like a full breakdown of what it actually is.
You know, have you ever used that format before?
No.
I remember my dad, he used to, like when we were kids, obviously he like filmed us like with like a video camera and stuff. And that's the tapes that we would get, where it would be like those little tapes. And I remember we had an adapter that you'd put it into like a regular VHS thing, and then so you can play it on a VHS player.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's like my only experience with that. I mean, it was mostly like a Japanese thing, I think, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's what they explained. Like, oh, there was more extra features on it, and hardcore collectors got them. All right. So anything else you want to mention before we jump in?
No, not too much. No.
Okay, so
art style.
Everybody looks kind of plain. I don't think the art style is anything too
special
whatsoever.
You know, when I looked at the Wikipedia, you know, they have like the cover of the manga there. Tama looks, for me, I think she looks better on the cover of the manga than what she does in the anime.
Yeah,
like, I don't think she has purple hair on the manga, does she? It looks kind of greenish.
Yeah. At least a different shade.
Yeah, and she seems more slender on the manga.
That's what I think.
Like, more lanky, maybe?
I think this anime makes everyone look a little bit more generic.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think there's actually really any standout character designs.
Yeah. I mean, Donnie looks unique, but it doesn't look that great.
Yeah, and then the one character design I really do appreciate is Ozma's.
Oh, just or like, glasses girl?
Yeah, her glasses and orange hair.
Yeah, and she doesn't even need the glasses.
Yeah, she just uses the glass to make her look smart.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil who my favorite characters in the anime. Oh, but
that's Carrie Savage, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think she's the only one I can think about that
has somewhat of like a unique,
good,
in a good way, character design.
Yeah. And then do you have any
cinematography
notes?
Not that I could think of.
I know, when you were glanced over playing Tetris.
I know, right? Like, oh man, that was cool. Back to Tetris.
That looked dope. I have a couple. One is actually in the first episode, and it's Tama's like lonely intro. I like to call it. And it's just like, it's real somber. Like, she's like by herself in the class. And
yeah,
she like erases her name from the board for cleaning duty.
Yeah.
And it seems, like I said, real somber, real sad. And then the tension breaks when like she goes through the door and her backpack gets caught on the door.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah. And I thought it was real funny. That scene's like later is juxtaposed to when she quits the team. And there's like the same camera angle of her walking out the door.
Yeah.
But this time she just goes like straight through. Like she doesn't get caught. And I thought actually it was pretty cool. Like the last, I think it was episodes 23 and 4. Where like everything is falling apart.
Yeah.
Like those two episodes were like really, really like satisfying. Like, it's just super grim.
Yeah. Like Kirino, like her only option that she could think of is quitting the team so that something else could happen. I don't know.
Yeah. Someone had to take the fall.
Yeah. Someone had to take the fall for the team.
Yeah. Which ended up being, the teacher.
Yeah.
Ended up also taking the fall for it. And then, the other really cool thing was, they never really mention it. But they do kind of hint at it a lot, but it's like Kirino's hate of men. Yeah.
Kirino's, she hates guys?
Yeah.
The blonde girl?
Yes.
Why?
So there's a lot of scenes.
How do they hint?
Yeah, exactly. There's really scenes where I think the first time they mention it, it's when Tama is facing the blonde haired coach.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, why? Like, why does he even want to like fight her, right? And then it goes to Kirino and it shows her hand, like, because they're drinking tea.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, men always just want to you know, basically saying like it's a you know, dick measuring contest, and like
yeah.
They want to be strong. And as she's saying it, she's like gripping her cup really hard, and you see it shaking. Mm-hmm. Like she's like really, really like mad. And like there's like another scene where she's talking about men, and she's talking about it like real spiteful.
Okay.
That's the way I perceived it as. Yeah. Because there's also like a weird scene that's like a weird background joke where her and Donnie are like fighting against each other.
Okay.
And then like Donnie kind of like smiles at her, and she's like, oh, like what the heck? Like almost it looks like she's like gonna fall for him, but she's like, but no. But yeah, that I mean, at least that's how I perceive those scenes as, like, oh, she really doesn't like men. And also you can, like, how I also perceived it is, like, she really likes, like, the redhead girl. Like, her and them are a couple. And there's, like, that scene where she, like, throws her on the bed. And, like, that weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Like, almost.
It's almost
fan
like,
service scene.
Yeah. And then, like, the red girl, like, has, like, this whole big speech about how great she is for the team and blah, blah, blah. It almost sounded like a confession.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think any of that's canon. Right?
No. Not that I know, like, not that I know of.
Yeah.
But I've seen enough to be like, oh, no, she doesn't like guys. And she's always, like, dismissive of the guys also.
Mm. Like, oh, there's only two of you, so just practice together.
Yeah, so, yeah, just do what you want to do. Oh, maybe you guys should have a tournament.
With only you two.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, oh, I forget. Before she makes the dolls, she makes something else. And she goes, oh, I forgot the boys. And she goes, nah, whatever.
Mm.
Like, she doesn't really care.
Yeah. I recall that.
Yeah. So,
I think they, when they were picking, like, colors, like, the guys were like, oh, what about us? And they're like, oh, we don't know. There's no more colors.
There's no more color. That's pretty great.
I don't think they said that, but it was something along those lines.
Yeah.
Super Donnie and Super Yuji.
Exactly. All right, so you want to go least favorite characters, favorite characters?
Okay, yeah.
We want to go least?
Let's we can do least.
All right, so who do you have for your least favorite character?
I put the teacher, Gojiro.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
just like his motivations are kind of skewed. I don't know. But he ends up doing like good in the end.
I thought for like the tone of it all, yeah. I actually really liked him.
Okay.
Because like this whole anime is like.
It's playful.
Except for like the last, like I said, episodes 23 and 24.
Yeah.
It's all pretty laid back and pretty like fun and jokey.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more like to me like the lovable rogue, I guess is the archetype, where you know he is like a bad person,
yeah. But at the bad same teacher as well,
yeah, and he's also like a horrible teacher,
mm-hmm.
But he's also like a good guy at heart, you know.
Yeah. Do you know what I read about his character? Do you know what class he teaches at the school?
What?
Economics.
What the heck?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty
all,
funny.
Out of all the...
Okay. Ooh. And then my least favorite character is Donnie.
You don't like Donnie?
No, I don't like Donnie.
I love Donnie.
I thought Donnie's character was like... I mean, wow. This is like a nitpick. I don't really dislike any of the characters like a lot.
Okay.
But... I don't know. There's something about
if you had to pick one.
Donnie was like lame. Yeah. Like
he gets really good at the end and he's the
captain. At the end. Yeah.
He did the spinning headbutt.
Nah.
He has the wicked hot girlfriend.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember it now, but there's a scene where like, I totally was like, I think that the scene that like really bugged me and like just bugs me of his character in general is like one of his character traits is that he is just like the fat guy.
Okay, yeah.
Where he's like, oh, let me get that. Like when he's like bugging the dude for food, the kendo, yeah, the kendo owner. Yeah. Like I thought that scene was so annoying. I was like, yo, just let the man have his
food. And they're not yours.
Yeah. And then there's a scene later when they go back when Mia is getting the new her new Shinai.
Uh-huh.
And she was like he was like being protective of his new, but it wasn't rice cakes, but it was something like with red bean paste in it.
Yeah.
And Donnie was like, I know you have stuff. Where's that? And I just didn't think that part was so funny. I don't really think his character at all is that funny in general.
I just like his dialogue that he has with Mia Mia.
Yeah. And then I told you the thing that bugged me about him was his voice changes. Not that it's changed, but he gets an accent. Mm-hmm. Halfway through the series, and it's just kind of weird. I don't know if it did change and the person was just did an accent to help cover it up, or just they somehow had got an accent.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah,
in anime.
Who do you have for underutilized characters?
I have the bullies from the beginning.
Oh yeah,
I mean they do come back at the end, but yeah, those guys. They're, I think especially the henchman guy, he's whatever, but the main bully, I think he's pretty cool. They end up playing soccer.
Yeah, right. And then their brother and sister join the kendo, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
My most unutilized characters are the Machido High girls.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite was Colleen Clickenbeard using her Luffy voice. To play the silver hair girl.
Oh yeah, the masculine girl.
I love.
She's my favorite one.
Yeah, they're all pretty cool. Even the weird sadist girl. I thought
she was really funny.
I think the captain was the most boring one.
Yeah, the glasses girl.
The glasses girl with purple hair.
Yeah, there was nothing really important. Or she didn't have a quirk.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than she had glasses and she actually needed them.
Exactly. But every other person there, I was like, well, I really wish there was more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they came back for the training episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
and that was fun.
I would love a series that followed those girls too, because
The other mangas aren't about them.
No, or they might be about their schools, and then they're the senpais.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. But from what I saw, I didn't see.
Okay.
I'm
sure they at least have cameos.
That's what I was probably assuming. They'll see other, see them in tournaments.
Yeah.
They in different prefectures of Japan. Maybe they'll even see each other.
Maybe.
Who knows? And then,
I have another.
I also have a utilized character, but go on.
I have Yoshihara, the girl teacher that we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, she is another underutilized for me.
If
she didn't end up pregnant, I think I would have added her to the waifu list.
I know, she's so cool. Mm-hmm. And then she's had it halfway through the series.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name, but it's the girl that Tama used the throat strike on for the first time. The one that hurt her ankle.
Yeah.
I actually thought she was a really cool villain.
She was a cool design too.
Yeah. Then there's that another really cool scene that should have been in cinematography was her in the bathroom, scratching on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And her just stressing in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then after she lost, you see what was causing all of her stress and her, why she wanted to win so much, because all this pressure was being put on her.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. I really wish that character was expanded more upon.
Yeah, she was definitely cool. She definitely had a shrine maiden kind of aura to
demeanor.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way that she looked.
And then there's also that really cool scene that they do repeat again in the finale, but when a character gets throat struck.
Yeah.
They lift off the ground.
Yeah. They fly through the air.
Yeah. And then also with that scene, I should have also mentioned this in the in cinematography, but when Tom is facing her down, mm-hmm. and Tom is screaming and everyone is goes dead silent.
Yeah, everybody's scared. Like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, and then you can see what Tama looks like in her eyes, and Tama's just like a giant.
Yeah.
Every time I see an anime, I always love bringing that up of just like mental giants.
Yeah.
And what is it? Haikyuu, I think, has the best one.
Of that one guy.
The one dude putting pressure on the whole team. That's so cool. And then everyone just like
fighting against it.
Yeah, it's so cool. All right. For favorite characters.
I have a lot of them.
Yeah.
Well, there's Tama.
Oh, Tama is just real cute. She's super
adorable.
Her and the Shinier fangirl, I forget her name.
Oh yeah, I don't recall her name.
But just them, their dynamic is really cool.
Yeah, I really like them.
Tama's just so cute.
Yeah, I really like. Well, Sharmi Lee did a great job with her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's kind of the same voice from like that girl in Shuffle. Remember?
What's her name? Sharmi Lee's not that. I don't want to besmirch her work.
Her voice is awesome.
Just she doesn't have a large range.
Yeah.
Because like you can hear, like she plays Lucy from Fairy Tale. You can hear.
Yeah.
That too, but just like a younger version.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of range, but she's real
good.
Definitely
has a unique voice.
Yes.
Kirino, also pretty cool. She's the blonde girl.
Yeah, Kirino's super badass.
Mm-hmm.
I
really like
her. We get a lot of time with her, which I really love.
Yeah.
Too.
A lot of like family problems, and I really like that her family runs a deli and our food's like hella good. It looks hella good.
I actually had a mincemeat cutlet when I was out there in Japan. Yeah, real good.
Did you have any croquettes?
I did actually have a croquette. Well, that's what a croquette is. It's potato.
It could have chicken in it.
Yeah. But croquettes, it's like a hash brown.
Yeah.
And it was in the shape of Mount Fuji. It was cool. It was pretty cool. Pretty delicious too. I almost had like more than one, but I was like, yeah, it's fine.
I mean, it's deep fried. Probably two or three, you'd probably feel gross.
Yeah, exactly. Sayako. I really, this anime does weird things. So
that's the
like,
red hair girl, right?
Yes. And like this, I don't think this would ever fly like nowadays,
uh-huh.
But like the introduction of her character is, I get what they were doing. Like they were like, oh, she's over dramatic.
Yeah. Like over the top.
Yeah. And she is really, really like over the top, which I love in a character trait. She's really eccentric.
Yeah.
And I really love that. But like they all play off like she's like, oh, I'm gonna like kill myself, and they're like, oh, that's just Sayaka, she's fine. And like even like her family is like, shut up.
Yeah.
But no, I really love that character. She mm-hmm. she's probably my favorite character in this anime.
Okay.
And then I forget, I don't know who voices her.
Brina Palencia.
Miriam Palencia, you got it right. And she does a great job, and I love Brianna Palencia and Rever.
Yeah, she's in a lot of anime.
Just like Jamie Lee, though, she doesn't have a huge range.
Yeah,
but she's really good. She's a really good voice actor.
Yeah, I mean, she's like in a few anime that we've covered.
Oh yeah, and then she's also like a main character in Skull Rumble.
Yeah.
So
she's the tall one.
Yeah,
right?
The tall blue hair girl.
Yeah.
And she, I really like her too.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite character actually in the anime, Azuma.
Yeah, orange hair girl.
Yeah,
she gets introduced really late.
one of my favorite things about her, how they describe her clumsiness,
uh-huh.
is like she always just gets like really close to being right. And then just wrong.
Yeah.
Like, she fills out, she bubbles in her tests, one line.
Like, she skipped a line.
She skipped a line, exactly. Or, the one that made me laugh real hard for no reason. It's such a dumb joke, but it's raining outside.
Uh-huh.
And she pulls out a cane, and she's, like, walking with it, and she goes, oh, it's not right. And then there's also the real funny, not even real funny gags, but some reason they hit me real hard is like, she goes, oh, yeah, we're late because we went to look for my glasses. And then
they're on top of her head. Yeah. And even Donnie and Yuji were helping her look for them.
Oh, by the way, Yuji is a meh character, I feel. But yeah. I also feel he's underutilized, though. Because, yeah. like, we get a lot of, because of Mia Mia, we get a lot of Donnie character development. But we never get any Yuji development.
Yeah, he's always the same. He's always just, like, the guy that, like, not really motivates everybody, but, like, kind of, like, the voice of reason.
Is it Yuji is Yuji? They say the line, Yuji is Yuji.
Definitely. That describes him perfectly.
And then, how do you feel about Mia Mia?
I love Mia Mia. She's, like, she's probably my favorite character in this one, because I really like the bad side of her.
The evil side,
yeah. The one that, like, she was gonna, like, break those bullies' legs when they beat up Donnie. Like, she went out and bought the sword, lied to people saying that she was gonna be at work. She was just waiting there by the water.
And then Azuma just, like, crashes into her.
Oh, yeah. And she throws her bike in the water.
I love Azuma so much in this anime.
Yeah.
I think she is, like, one of the cutest characters in it.
Yeah.
And I also really hate that people crap on her all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No one was asking you. Like, yeah. Oh, okay.
That's really mean of all of them.
Yeah. Like, I think really everybody gets her at, like, one point.
Probably.
Which is, like, real, like, oh, man, don't treat her like that. She's like, so cool.
Especially Mia Mia. She definitely bosses her around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, go get me a soda.
Yeah, go get me a tea.
Oh, yeah, a tea.
I like how that girl was so strong. She, like, crushed the tea.
Yeah.
But it didn't, like, but she wasn't strong enough to, like,
bust it open.
Yeah.
Yeah, just enough to make you angry.
Yeah, and then Mia Mia paid her back, though, which is nice. Mm-hmm. A nice thing. She's like, oh, don't worry about the change.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anyone else you want to mention?
No, that pretty much covers everybody.
Yeah, well, and
like, I mean, there's other people that we haven't talked about, but they're not really. They're kind of meh.
Yeah, exactly. Like
the other sensei guy.
Yeah, he's like whatever. Yeah, he's played by Chris Sabat, so he's cool.
Yeah.
And then the owner of the kendo equipment store. Yeah. That guy. That guy was he's fine. He's played by
there's the stalker girl.
Oh. That also, I think, probably wouldn't fly today.
Oh, yeah. Crazy stalker girl.
Crazy stalker girl, yeah.
Stalking another girl.
Yeah. I like how she's, like, building the standee or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, what is that doing here?
And you're like, what's that for? It's a secret.
It's a secret. I know. And he's like, oh, let me introduce me to her. And she snaps on him.
Yeah, I know, right? She also has that evil side to her.
Yeah. All right, so favorite moments.
One of my favorite moments is when those three girls took Tama captive and they threw her in that storage thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised Tama didn't, like, reach for her phone.
I know, right?
Immediately. That's what I would have did. I would have been like, oh.
I know, if I didn't have my phone, the first thing I thought of was those windows. I mean, there's hella stuff in that storage thing.
Yeah, to climb out.
Ugh.
And then
that one girl frees her, but makes her trip on tennis balls.
Yeah, right? I don't know how she dodged them.
I know, right?
But I think he said made her trip. I don't even know how she, like, planned it, or like, maybe she put, like, marbles or something. I don't know. Mm. But she's evil, so it's fine.
Yeah, whatever. Her plan worked.
Yeah, one of my favorite moments is anytime anyone gets a throat strike. I mentioned it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Real, like, intense moment.
Yeah, especially the first one with the bully. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy, like, he definitely flew, and then he felt it afterwards, too, after he took off the helmet. He was, like, coughing and stuff like that. It sounds like it hurts.
Yeah, and that's an extreme beginning, too, because they explain that's, like, her golden rule that she uses. He's like, oh, so you only use it on somebody older, and it has to be a guy, and they have to be proficient.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Tama goes like, you know, she
in
goes,
her head.
Yeah, she's like, sorry. Like, it says, like, explains it all. And she goes, sorry, yeah. Dad. I'm in high school now. And she does it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty intense. And then the way it scars the silver hair girl, too. Like, she can't even, like, stand up or, like, speak.
Oh, yeah.
It just, like, scars her. I would have loved to see an interaction with her and Tama, like, later on, too.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been really cool.
Yeah. But she, like, ended up shaking her hand at the end, right?
Or something like that. Yeah, something like that.
And I really like that, like, after that match, like, she always, Tama corrected people that she didn't lose. She forfeited.
Did she forfeit it? I didn't lose it. Yeah. She's like, I've never lost.
I know. Speaking like the Red Braver.
Red Braver. I think there's a lot of like real good.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cool moments
in this anime.
One thing that we talked about it before we started, but the whole bathhouse thing, that was pretty cool.
Because like it's like even teased in the
title of
the title of the next episode, and they're like, oh, aren't you excited to go to the bathhouse? And then they're, yeah, let's go in. And yeah. Then the next scene happens. Oh, that was so refreshing.
I know, that was cool.
There's a lot of, like, weird, like, almost fan service moments in this anime, too. Like, where I think they had fun, like, kind of teasing
the opening has, like, Sayaka's boobs jiggling a bit. But <It's>, that's, like...
the worst of it.
Yeah, that's, like, the worst of it. I don't think they ever mention her boobs in the anime at all.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Usually I would think like, oh, it's easy, like short, flat jokes.
Yeah.
Like you almost expect them to be in it. I don't think that ever happens.
Uh-uh.
Oh, I think it, the only like real sexual joke that's made is like, oh, like they go, the teacher goes, oh, you know, you need to get armor.
Oh yeah. To get a bigger girl size. With,
yeah. Bigger breasts. You need a bigger size.
Yeah.
And that's when, she's like, oh, yeah, that's borderline on sexual harassment there, sensei.
Yeah, that's, like, the only thing that's mentioned. Yeah. He was like, what? It's true.
It's true, yeah.
You have boobs, so you have to get a bigger size.
trying to think of any other. The one scene I wish had that more cool context to it was the final battle where the one girl takes the high stance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Tama takes the mid stance.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that's, like, a stance we don't see in the anime besides that one that one point.
It's not really explained either what it is.
I think one of the girls says, like, oh, it's the mid stance. And then that's it. That's all we get.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish we would have got, like, a scene of explaining why that stance is a good counter to the high stance.
Yeah.
I almost thought, like... Like in kendo, they took the mid stance originally, and there was like a low stance, and I thought that's what was gonna be like.
Oh, okay,
Tama was gonna use the low stance to beat her.
Maybe
that's what I thought was gonna be, but oh well. And then there's like that real beautiful scene where she's going for the head strike, and Tama sees her mom and her again.
Yeah,
and she's like reminds of like the teacher going, "If you were facing your mom, would it be okay for you to lose?" And she's like, "No."
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, sorry, Mom.
I gotta beat you.
which is a cool, like, I think it's a cool wrap up to that arc.
Yeah,
of that character arc, but at the same time, a kind of a rushed one.
Yeah, like you said, it would've been better with like more context on like the positions that they're like. We don't even really know why like the high stance is like. I mean, it's her mom that uses it, right?
I think that's why it was her weakness. That it just
reminded her of her mom. Okay.
And that's why like, it threw her off her game. Like, I don't think it was like a weakness. It was more of like a mental issue.
Mental block or something.
Yeah. Which I wish we would have got more context about like her mom too.
Yeah.
I know you didn't like this anime. I actually wish there was more episodes. Like, I wish there was more episodes. Like, I was... do you have anything you didn't like scene-wise, I guess?
Nothing that I could, I mean.
Just that it seemed to drag.
Yeah. At points. Just for me, it felt kind of boring.
Ooh, I want to mention one of my other favorite scenes.
I do have one more favorite scene, though.
Okay, real quick. One of my other favorite scenes is the, Tama working in
At the store?
I think it's called Moo Moo.
Mm-hmm.
The owner with the French tickler. Yeah. Oh, no, what was it, a French tickler?
It was like a whip.
It was a whip, yeah. And Tom was going like, what is she going to do with that? And then like later she's like using it as a duster.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, that's what it's for. And then in the final montage, it says like 25% off duster sale.
That's what it's, I didn't read it.
Yeah.
And then like putting up the sign, right?
Yeah. And then there's also that weird scene where Mia is like looking into the store after she said she was going to be there or whatever.
Yeah.
And the owner's going like, oh, how much do you like this boy? Well, this toy has a camera in it. Like it's like a real silent joke, but I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, so what was your other favorite moment?
What was her name? The Sayako. Mm-hmm. She worked all night on that one song and ended up not using it.
Oh, that hurt me because she's like getting real excited.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I need to. Oh, they want to present it now.
Yeah, and she goes, oh, look, I downloaded it on my MP3. Or the other Sayako moment I really love is the day she comes back to the Kendo Club and she's like exhausted, and they're like, oh, what happened? And she goes, oh, I found out my true calling. I'm gonna be a guitarist.
Oh yes, yeah, so I was playing all night.
I think she goes, I was listening to Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze, and I got struck with a
inspiration.
So I grabbed my brother's guitar and started playing.
Yeah, but she said I couldn't get that F chord though.
Sayako is such a fun character. She's really, really fun. And then as for Lee's favorite moments.
Stuff with Donnie, probably.
Yeah, but even that's not like bad. Too much in there.
Yeah, and it's not like a whole scene.
Yeah, overall, I really liked it. I guess going into the wrap up.
Yeah, you know, there was one scene, where Donnie says something and I did not understand what he said. Like it was like inaudible to me for some reason.
You remember what episode it was in?
I don't remember the episode, but it was when Mia was running and Azuma and Donnie were like behind her on the bike, mm-hmm. and then the American girl.
Yeah. Oh, I know what running. Episode you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and like Donnie says something about the American girl, and like I was like, what? It sounded like he said something about her boobs, but
that's not something Donnie would say.
Yeah, but I can't. But I can't really make it out what he said.
I'll
Well, I could show you later.
Yeah, I know episode. I know exactly what episode you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So we can go look it up right now.
Yeah.
After this, but anyway, anything general you want to say before we wrap it up? Any final thoughts? I guess.
No, not really. I mean, it was okay anime.
I had a real good time. I think it's the one time where. It's usually opposite. Usually, it's like you really like anime, and
procrastinated on this anime a lot. I finished the last episode today.
I know. I actually also procrastinated a lot, but anytime I watched it, I watched a bunch of them like in a row.
Yeah.
But you were like, "Oh, I'm gonna need until Friday," and then like stuff came up, and I was like, "Okay, well, I can spread it out a little more." Because I think it came down when I was on Wednesday. I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down and watch like 10. I had like 10 episodes left. So I was like, I'm going to sit down and watch like 10 episodes. Yeah. But then you were like, oh, let's move the recording date. And I was like, okay. So then I just spread them out.
Mm-hmm.
I like finishing anime the day we record. Just
because so it's like fresh in your mind. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, so let's enter the wrap up.
Yep.
Okay. So
accessibility.
Actually, it's really high. I don't think there's anything too wrong with it. There's no cursing.
Yeah.
No fan service whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's real easy to get to. It's actually on...
Let's wait YouTube.
For this. Yeah, let's wait for this ice cream man to pass by.
Do you want ice cream, Aaron?
I kind of do want ice cream. I said, hey, throw it up here.
That'd be tight. Pass it away.
That'd be so cool.
He kicks it.
Just lands in my mouth. Can you still hear it on the
Mike? Nah, it's far away now.
Okay.
But yeah, you can find it on YouTube.
You can find it on YouTube. Yeah, this is back in 2010. No, in the early 2010s, Funimation uploaded like a crap load of anime.
Yeah, I remember watching a lot on their YouTube channel.
Fun fact, I think Bowl Sekirei were on there at one point.
Yep. That's where I first watched it.
So they don't have the rights to Sekirei anymore. Uh-huh. But the first season is still on the YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And the second season, it's all like private.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's...
It's on there. If you have like the right link, you could probably watch it.
Yeah, it's real weird. And then the Funimation app, you can also check it on there. And I'm not sure. It's probably not on Crunchyroll.
I don't think so.
It's probably on Hulu if you check it out. Maybe.
It'll eventually be on there.
Yeah.
If it's not on there right now.
All right. So.
Rewatchability.
Rewatchability?
I'm good.
I could do it in another couple years or so. I think I first watched this more than 10 years ago.
Yeah, at this point. I definitely watched. This is my second time watching it as well.
Yeah,
and it was a long time ago. I probably watched it on YouTube.
Yeah, I could watch this again with somebody. Okay. If somebody wanted to watch it again, I'd probably watch it again. Things we would change.
I mean, like, yeah, I had like not that great of a time watching it, like. It wasn't bad or anything, but I don't think there's anything I would change, though. I think it's fine the way it is.
As the perfect sports anime, I don't think it needs to be changed.
The perfect sports anime for you.
Yeah, exactly. No sports. Sports are dumb.
No sports in my anime.
Exactly.
For my sports anime.
All right. So, final verdict, Jay. What do you give it?
I'll give this a flat recommend.
I would give this a high recommend. I really, really enjoyed it.
You know, I'm going to change it to light recommend.
Yeah, you go ahead and change it whatever how you want to change it, man. Don't let my ability of me really liking it sway you. I give this a high recommend. It had real fun characters.
Yeah, the characters are probably like the best thing about this anime.
Yeah, and that's the one thing... At least the one thing I always harp on is give me fun characters. Like, I don't really care about your premise is fun.
Yeah.
But if you have a crap premise with really good characters, I'll probably really like your anime.
Yeah, definitely.
And this always has the thing that's why I'm kind of surprised I didn't like it either, because we usually harp on like, oh, give us more like slice of life stuff. And there's a lot of slice of life stuff in this anime.
Yeah. I just don't know. What about this? Maybe it was just the length of this. Maybe if it was a shorter anime, I would have liked it more. I'm not sure.
I don't know
what it is about this anime that it's just like not for me.
I hate it in an anime when they tease characters either in the opening or like during the anime, like, oh, here's, because like Ozma's in like episode like 4.
Yeah,
and they show her for like a quick second.
She like walks by the dojo.
Yeah,
and she looks at it and she's like, huh.
And then walks by. Like, I hate that. Like, oh, there's the girl from the thing, the opening. She's gonna be here soon.
She's gonna be important.
And then.
She's gonna be the fifth member.
Yeah, and they do two tournaments before she even joins the team.
Yeah.
I actually thought
Bereva. Why are you so late?
It's just I love. Oh, I should have mentioned that as one of my favorite scenes.
That was a probably good one.
Because he's like the only one. Like everyone else is like, that's obviously the girl from before.
Yeah, even the team were still calling, like, they knew they were supposed to call her Bereva, but they're still calling her Tama.
pretty, pretty funny. Mm-hmm. All right. Now that we've scored our headshots,
our throat strikes, bought a new Shinai.
I know we've broken people's wrists. What do you have for us next week, Jay? On a sports week,
sports month. I wanted to pick another, like, anime that's like, really flew under the radar, and it's a baseball anime. Okay. So we're gonna be watching Battery.
Oh, okay. This is
the Amazon Prime exclusive anime, I believe.
And from what I hear, I don't know if it is, but I've heard there's yaoi undertones.
Yeah, I mean, I when I was looking it up, I thought I heard that as well, and I didn't see anything mentioned in the Wikipedia or the like my anime list of about it.
Well, it's all in euphemisms.
Yeah,
because what I don't know if you know what a battery,
pitcher and a catcher. Yeah, pitcher and a catcher.
So, in all baseball anime, it's also like it's weird because it's like the relationship between a pitcher and a catcher is like real close.
Yeah.
So it can always
be a real thing that happens in real life.
It's you have to be real like friends with your
That's how like my sister's husband, he was the catcher, and his best friend, still his best friend, was the pitcher in their little league.
Yeah, whew.
And they're still best friends today.
Yeah, you almost have to like read the mind of your your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be real close. So like, yeah, I can see how it could be misconstrued, but
yeah.
All right, yeah, that sounds like a good one.
Yep, and I think it's only 11 episodes, so
yeah, it's not too easy watch. Much.
And I watched the opening. The opening is pretty good.
Oh, there you go.
Really nice looking, cool song too.
All right, so if you like this, go ahead and give us a like.
Yep, follow us on SoundCloud.
Follow us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. The YouTube.
The YouTube. I might kill the YouTube. I'm not sure.
You don't want to do videos anymore?
I do want to do video. See, look, this. So I'll talk to you about it right okay. now. I'm just irresponsible. We're going to do something with YouTube. I don't want to throw it on you because that's not fair.
Because
mm-hmm. I know you want to go on, and I do also want to go on. I'm lazy. Mm-hmm. I'm really independable, and I am apologize for that. But anyway, no. I'll try to be better on that as I want to announce that I'm going to try to do something with the Instagram.
Oh, I'm doing something at the Instagram. I'm posting more now.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. Ever since you said something, I started, I posted one thing, and I'm going to start posting stuff about the anime that we're watching.
Yeah, I have some ideas that for you then that we can start doing.
Yeah, so like I posted last Wednesday, I posted something about Slam Dunk, about like, you know, like catch us this on Sunday, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yeah, and then I have an idea what we can do. And I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it could definitely be like a two-person thing, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Yeah. And that's it. Catch our adventures in Dino Land eventually. I have them edited. They're sitting on my computer.
Yeah, you just need to upload it.
I need to upload them.
You can upload all of them if you want.
And I'm doing it right. Right now, I'm going to sit down and finish editing everything and just throw it up there. Anyway.
Yeah.
Keep on bravery.
Eating rice cakes.
Yeah, rice cakes.
Or stealing rice cakes.
There you go. R.A.P. my boy Donnie.
Where everyone can watch. Bye, sweets. Adios.
She knows how to speak French. I'm impressed.
I'll win. I know it!